An operations executive I know has been knocking it out of the park the last year and a half, exceeding expectations. He's added new team members and shaped sleeker processes. Employee retention is up, and the latest employee survey shows that motivation and trust in leadership have increased among employees. He came to me frustrated, saying, "I'm ready to take more day-to-day away from the CEO, but he keeps meddling around with it. It's like I'm trying to fly a kite and he keeps yanking on the string. I don't know how to get him to just trust me and let me do my job." Can you relate? Oversight is one thing, but micromanaging creates tension, erodes confidence, and undermines your authority. In this episode, I'll give you pointers for navigating micromanaging so you can do what you do best and shine in your role. Find the full transcript at yourfuturerealize.com/22. This is Your Future Realized podcast with host Laura Malinowski. I help operations executives like you gain control of your mind, time, and career so you can love your work again and advance. I led cross-functional business operations for more than a decade, so I know how intense and heavy that can be. Subscribe to this podcast for tips that help you take a strategic pause, lighten your load, and get in the flow towards your true north. Hey, ops execs. Running operations, like flying a kite, requires a delicate balance of control and freedom. When you're feeling micromanaged, you're unable to get in the flow and get the job done with your team. It's frustrating, but there are some moves you can try. Like building a strong relationship with your CEO. Like flying that kite, this requires a delicate approach. So to begin, understanding your CEO's viewpoint is key. They likely have the best of intentions when they get involved in operations, and it's helpful to assume that they're not trying to cause stress, just ensuring the company's success. What's great is that you both have this commitment, right? You're coming from different perspectives. It's easy to get lost in the weeds of your own goals, and this is particularly true in operations with so much going on all the time. It's like herding 10 kites instead of just one. Put simply, when you both focus on your common, most important goals, you have a great way to build a relationship. And you can serve as a sounding board, which is something every CEO needs. And it really is about building relationship. This does take time. If you're feeling anxious to get this box checked quickly, I recommend extending your runway for success a bit. Learn their preferences, their work style, their priorities. Get over into their world to see what their vision is and what worries them. It's a good bet that your CEO needs to hear that there's strategic alignment between you. So be sure to note where your objectives are aligned with theirs already and where you can align them in the future. This will help bridge gaps and create a shared language that makes for trust and clear sailing. Your CEO may also need to hear that you're open to feedback and welcome it. Open-ended questions are great for this. An example is, "What do you need from me in order to feel confident in delegating more off your plate?" And if you'd like to learn a little more about how to get better at gathering feedback, check out my episode number 10, 6 Mistakes Operations Executives Make Around Feedback. You'll find it at yourfuturerealized.com/10. Once you've got a solid relationship, it's time to focus on communicating openly and respectfully. You might start by scheduling a one-on-one meeting to recalibrate your communications. Demonstrate your skills and readiness to take on more. Sometimes I've found that operations leaders, by the nature of the role, focus more on what's going wrong than what's going right. That's simply one of the hazards of the job. But the CEO needs to hear about operational excellence and where things are working well. Be sure to share concrete examples of successful projects and outcomes, where your team is thriving and there's efficiency, collaboration, and cost-effectiveness. On the flip side, the CEO also needs to hear about key challenges proactively. If they are hearing about problems that require their attention from somebody else, that is not a good look. So you need to hone your judgment and set the right balance of good news and bad news. Now, when you're sharing the challenges, it's helpful to either let them know you have a plan or ask specifically for their ideas and feedback. That might seem counterintuitive when you're trying to prove yourself, but by seeking their input, you demonstrate initiative and show that you value their expertise and guidance. Know that every time they see you being proactive and capable, you're adding another brick to the foundation of their trust in you. Again, this isn't a quick fix. The best way to build this foundation is simply to keep doing what you do. Set clear goals, keep your word, deliver results, and exceed expectations whenever possible. Finally, when you talk about adding another layer of responsibility to your role, it's good to show how it will benefit both of you. If the CEO's micromanaging is holding the org's growth back or demotivating the team, they need to hear it. You can kindly and assertively help them realize the impact they're making. This is great for trust building, the way we all need that friend who tells you when you've got spinach in your teeth. The CEO also needs to hear that delegating will allow them to focus on important strategic goals. By shifting the discussion to a higher level decision making, you're offering a fresh viewpoint and reminding them that they're not alone at the top. It shows your dedication to the long-term vision, and it may inspire them to loosen the reins and trust your expertise. So the question I'll leave you with today is, what specific actions can you take to build a stronger relationship with the CEO based on trust and open communication? You can't stop the chaos, but you can change the game. Thanks for tuning in to Your Future Realized podcast. If this show gave a boost to your day, please leave a review about it and share it with your biz ops buddies.